Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
You're doing something wonderful. You're coming to Toronto for the Ability and Beyond Gala. Now, tell me a little bit about why this particular charitable event interested you.
Well, it's about caregiving, and my whole life has been family and taking care of one another and then my friends. And as each stumbling block would come upon my life, I managed to take care of it. And I've always been a caretaker. Well, I've always been a Girl Scout, and I am religious, and I believe in giving to others. And so my life has always been caretaking. So when they invited me to come there, I said, well, that suits me fine.
Fantastic. Yeah, they're a very good group, and they do a lot of good work. So terrific.
Right.
Yeah, terrific organization. What other charitable organizations are you involved with?
Well, I work for mental health for 55 years, called the Thalians at Cedars-Sinai. We built a clinic, and we raised over $37 million, and that was taking care of emotionally disturbed children and adults forever. And I still work in mental health, and now I'm working with returning veterans, and that's one of my charities. I've always been involved in memorabilia of motion pictures, because that's just the love of my own heart. And I'm sort of involved in everything, but my family are now raised. My mother and father are not with us anymore, so I took care of them forever. Mother was always ill, and since I was 14, I was always the caretaker of the family. So I felt that it was opportune when I was invited to speak. I said, well, that'll work out just fine for me.
For sure, and that's a lot of responsibility at a young age of 14.
Well, yeah, it was. And then I had my grandmother and grandfather lived with us also, and my grandpa had bad heart, and my grandmother wasn't well. So I was forever busy, but it was with love and patience, and God was with us, and so we managed to get through it.
Absolutely. Do you think it made you a better person, learning from an early age that to be kind and caring to others?
I think that comes within you, the kindness. Caring is rather taught to you. You know, if you love someone and you see them suffering and they need you, your reaction should be to want to take care of them. Of course, that was my reaction, and it always has been, and it always been. I'm just a worry wart, and I just take care of people. That's just my nature.
I was recently speaking with Catherine Heigl, who spoke so highly of you and said she sat with you, I guess, at one of the award shows and
yes.
Was just loving hearing all your stories about old Hollywood.
Well, we worked together in the last film that we did together.
Oh, One for the Money, right? One for the Money?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic
so
film.
Well, I don't know how fantastic, but I think it's funny and likable, and so the people seem to enjoy it, and I had a wonderful time working with Catherine. She's a very dear girl, and she has a wonderful baby, and she's just starting life. So she's experienced just a little bit of what I've gone through, and so I had some fun telling her some stories.
That's great. She was telling me she was trying to encourage you to write another book.
Well, I'm doing that now, working on that now. I should have it finished by December.
Great.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, I loved your character in that film, by the way. Just great.
Well, thank you.
And now you also have a little bit of a Canadian connection, having worked on Will and Grace with our own Eric McCormack and the lovely Deborah Messing.
Right, that's right. Well, I had a wonderful time. I loved working on it. I loved being a part of that series. I think it was a very funny show, and I'm happy I could be that I was in it. You know, I loved it.
Now, are you watching Smash at all, where Deborah Messing plays a sort of producer on Broadway?
I haven't had an opportunity to watch more than two shows, but it's very good. I enjoy it very much.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it, going into the behind the scenes, which, of course,
right.
You know so much about, singing and dancing and all the rest
of it. I would say, yeah, that's sort of my style, my thing.
Yeah. But when you started out, were you always intending to be an actress or a singer or a dancer? Or what
no, no one in from my family's in show business. It just was an accident. I was raised in Burbank, California, and they had a Burbank pageantry, and I entered for a free blouse and scarf, and I won it just by accident, really, and I did a little record impression, and there was a talent scout there, and that was the beginning of it all, and I was just 16, and shortly thereafter, they put me in Singing in the Rain.
Wow.
So I've been a very blessed woman, very fortunate.
What a movie to be in. What was it like working with the fabulous Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor?
Well, he was great fun. Donald was great fun. Gene was a taskmaster because he was a genius and he was in charge of everything, and I didn't know anything. So I was very lucky to be in it and to have such great teachers and then friends. And so I'm very proud of the movie. I think it's a wonderful film.
Oh, it is. And boy, it doesn't, I mean, it's just there. It's iconic. It stays. It never grows old. It's wonderful.
Right. It's just really fun.
Yeah. Did Donald O'Connor give you a little help with your dancing?
Oh, absolutely. He taught me how to run up and down the wall and flip backwards and just generally tap dance and horse around. And we were both younger than Gene was. I was 17, Donald was 27, and Gene was 39. So there was a great deal of difference in ages. And Gene was in charge, you know. He was the director and the creator, and, you know, so he had all the responsibility. And we were just lucky to be in that movie with him.
Mm-hmm. Another terrific film that you did, and it's very timely now, it being the anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. You played in the unsinkable Molly Brown, another great role, and got an Oscar nomination for it. Why do you think that the fascination for the Titanic endures, and it seems to be just as strong now as it was when you made that movie?
Well, it was a pretty horrible, shall we say, happening. You know, I mean, to have that and so many famous people on board and such a devastating occurrence and so poorly handled, and that they mishandled it. Then they did a great film of it just recently, the Cameron film, which DiCaprio, it was a wonderful film. But I was lucky to get to make the film years and years ago. I loved the role. It was a great role to play Molly Brown, who was on the Titanic and survived in a lifeboat, and because of her courage and she encouraged everyone to stay calm and entertained everybody and on the lifeboat and managed to survive it. So thus the title, The Unsinkable Molly Brown. So I was lucky to get to make the movie and lucky to be recognized for it. And it's my favorite film that I ever got to make.
Really? Well, mm-hmm. And was the sinking of the Titanic pretty close to the time you made that movie? I'm not sure on the time.
No,
it was quite a ways after.
Way before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, way before that. But it was a great story, and they did it on Broadway with Tammy Grimes, and I saw the play on Broadway, and I said at that time, I really wish I could play that part, because that's really for me, because that's a tomboy type person, which I have always been, and I felt that I was really right for that part, and I worked very, very hard during the role, and I thought I was quite good at it. I loved making that film.
Great. And now you mentioned the Hollywood memorabilia. Have you gotten divested yourself of your collection personally, or do you still have some things?
Well, I have some things, but I decided after 50 years of collecting, I just couldn't get the right people interested to create a museum, because the idea was to have a museum for the fans, and that was what I wanted, was for the public to get to see their favorite fans for all their lifetime, and to visit and see their costumes and see their film clips and all. And that was my dream come true, but I didn't get to have that reality. But I did decide that I would have an auction and share my collection with so many other people, which I did. And I've received thousands of letters from people that are so happy that they got to have a bit of my collection and one of their favorite stars. So I don't feel badly about it.
Oh, good. Fantastic. I saw that the Marilyn Monroe dress, the famous dress, went for an incredible sum, didn't it?
Yes, $5.3 million.
Wow, and that's the dress that blew up from underneath her, right?
Yes, the subway dress, yes. It was the white subway dress. Yes, the most famous, iconic dress of all time.
Wow. How did you come to have that dress?
I bought it from Fox Studio because I knew the president of Fox, and I was collecting and making plans for the museum. And I bought, Barbra Streisand's costumes and Mae West's and a great many stars. I had 5,000 costumes in my collection, and that I've sold. Not all of them. I still have a few, but not most I sold. I had the two auctions last December and another one 6 months after that. Now I've decided I'm not going to have any more because it's so much work. It just makes me exhausted, and it's very emotional. And so I'm going to just sell privately now.
Ah, good idea. Yeah, that would be a lot of work. Oof.
Yes.
Absolutely.
A lot of work. A lot of work.
Your daughter, Carrie Fisher, was here not so long ago with her fabulous one-woman show. I just enjoyed it so much. It's so nice chatting with her. And I just wondered, do you often go to see her shows or read her books?
Of course. Of course I do. She's my daughter. I adore her. We live on the same grounds. We have the same area of home. I have a little house right below her house. I just saw her yesterday, and I babysit her dog, so I'm grandma, and she's mother, and we're very close. She's very gifted, and yes, I know she was in Canada, and I didn't get to come up for that, but I've seen 6 different openings, and I just think she's brilliant and very funny.
That's great. Oh, yeah, what a terrific show. I just I enjoyed it so much, and even after reading the book, I mean, to see what she put on stage, just pretty awesome, pretty amazing.
Yes.
Yeah,
and very funny.
Yeah, and she can really take you, a left turn, a right turn, no problem. She's on stage and she's in control.
She's a performer.
Yeah.